Are you on a quest to rediscover who you really are? To peel away the layers of expectation and step into your authentic self? Do you ever wonder who you really are in this season of life? Wouldn't it be great to peel away the layers of expectation that others put on us of who we are and who they think we should be and step into your authentic self? Awaken, a journey to finding you is right here waiting, and you're invited to join me on this transformative journey, handcrafted by an award-winning therapist in personal growth and transformation, me, Amy Wine. Awaken guides you into a journey of self-discovery, connecting you deeply with your core identity. Don't miss your chance to be part of a journey that promises to redefine your life. Sign up for the waitlist now and be the first to know when the doors open. Your path to awakening starts here. So join the Awaken Me waitlist today and get ready to discover the true you with direct coaching straight from me. I got you. Let's go. Get ready to believe that you can have it all. Time for yourself, the kids, your marriage, and your business. My name is Amy Wine. I am a Jesus-loving, married mom, CEO, professional counselor, marriage therapist, high-performance business coach, and a believer in keeping it real. Real life, real relationships, real people. I teach you how to live a life that represents who you are authentically, not who you think you need to be. Each episode, I meet you right where you are, with time-tested tools and strategies so that you can find who you are in all the hats you wear and live your life authentically on purpose. This is real life, raw, sometimes ugly, other times wonderful and fun. I can't promise you this work is easy, but I can tell you it is totally worth it. Are you ready? Let's get started. Hello, hello, hello. Yep, I'm a little wound up here on the couch today. Are you ready to explore the cave you want to hide in? Yep, let's explore it. The cave you want to hide in today. Have you stopped listening yet, or are you just intrigued enough? But if you've been with me for the last several weeks, you know that we are on rest type number 4 of 7. And sleep is not rest. Remember? Mind blown. Sleep is not rest. So let's dive right in to rest type number 4. As a counselor, we are heavily trained to not bring our emotions into the room. So are doctors, psychiatrists, nurses, surgeons, dentists, lawyers, and CEOs. Maybe you're in one of these professions or maybe you're not. But just the same, some of you have been trained to shelf your emotions. Your feelings are bottled up and stored away in a dark cave, never to be brought back to light. These type of emotions are the rawest kind, and they're easily hurt by any type of contact. This leaves contact with the world outside us to become enemy number one. When all we want to do is withdraw back into our cave of isolation, the problem becomes when we limit our emotions, we limit our ability to heal. Because emotions are powerful and they can override our thoughts, influence our relationships, and even change our behavior. They were never meant to be bottled up and thrown out into the abyss. Emotions should empower you to understand yourself so that you can be an overcomer. Emotions should be explored, encountered, and enjoyed. Now, if you're like me, simply hearing this is making you want to break out into hives. Not only am I in a profession that teaches me not to bring in my own emotions? My childhood was full of trauma and abuse. No way in heck was I going to show my emotions there. I can hide them behind a fortress that nobody can penetrate. At the same time, this doesn't mean you and I don't have them. I now have spent many an hour, okay, years, working on my emotions and coming to terms with vulnerability and shame. I aim to live authentically in the real world, but it can definitely be uncomfortable at times. Otherwise, I can go stone cold calm in a crisis, which as a counselor, that is a definite benefit. Don't worry, I'm not a robot. I freak out afterwards. But in the moment of a crisis, stone cold calm. Are you ready to chat about rest type number 4? Emotional rest. Let's start with the R. You know the routine, reveal, rest. Emotional rest comes when you no longer feel the need to perform or meet the expectations of other people. Let me say that again. Emotional rest comes when you no longer feel the need to perform or meet the expectation of others. Think of it like a bank account. Every interaction with someone, let's say sympathy for a friend going through a rough time, kissing your kiddo's boo-boos, listening to your spouse talk about their frustrating day at work, the person at the grocery store that seems stressed, these are all energy withdrawals from your bank account. You have to put some back in or you're going to suffer. Exhaustion, stress, weariness, sadness, frustration, they all grow when you become depleted. So let's evaluate your energy right now. Let's talk about the E in rest. You know that mask you wear, and I'm not talking about the one for COVID. I'm talking about the one that you put on for different people in your life. The one that you hide behind to protect your emotional energy. Hiding can look like rest, but it's not. It provides protection, but unlike rest, hiding also drains your emotional energy. When you hide, you're actually separating yourself from the world, whereas rest is pulling yourself back to being your best self. The you before hiding in your cave. Here are some signs you might be deprived of emotional rest. You feel shame, insecurity, or self-doubt. You focus on what's wrong with you, your failures, your flaws. You worry excessively. You have anxiety about most situations. You apologize for who you are. You beat yourself up with even the smallest of mistakes. And you think about your life and begin to feel depressed and angry. Are you ready to rediscover you again? You are made for more than being just okay. Do you feel like you've lost yourself a little bit between juggling the roles of wife, mom, CEO, cook, chauffeur, nurse, doctor, mediator, dog poop picker-upper? But you've forgotten what it means to be you. So let's rediscover who you are in Him. You're more than a wife, more than a mom, more than a CEO. I think it's time for you to join me on Awaken Me, a journey to finding you. And this is a complete step-by-step rediscovery course designed to introduce you to the most important person in your life, you. AwakenMeCourse.com. Sign up and come join me on this journey. Okay, let's move to the S in rest. Science and scripture. You have a friend or loved one that is constantly negative. You know the one I'm talking about. The one that's always constantly complaining. They suck your energy right down into the drain. You go into a situation, you're feeling just fine. You might even be upbeat. You come out wondering, what happened? Why am I feeling drained, upset, negative myself? We unconsciously mimic the emotional behaviors of those around us. So if you're spending time with a negative Nelly, guess who becomes negative Nelly? You. Likewise, you could spend some time with somebody that's enthusiastic and happy and joyful. See what you feel. Scripture says, my flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Psalm 73:26. This is where learning to take everything to God throughout the day comes in. Because friends, you can't do this alone. But what can you do today? Let's start with the T in rest. We often go through life completely unaware of how many emotions affect us, especially the emotions of others and how they affect our own emotional state. Start by paying attention to how you feel in different settings and around different people. Look at who in your life drains you and energizes you. Then allow yourself to end or seriously limit the time you spend around toxic relationships. Start intentionally surrounding yourself with those that affect you positively. Stop playing the comparison game and stop hiding behind the mask of who you really are authentically. Think of your children. They don't wonder which mask they're going to put on today or want to hide their true self. They just go about their day being authentically who they are. Trying to fit in or please others is exhausting. Think of two or three places you do this in now. Where do you try to please others or fit in? How is it making you feel emotionally? Then simply acknowledge those areas and give yourself permission to stop trying to live up to the expectations of others. Risk being real. Real life, real people. Risk being real. All right. I want you to email me and tell me, what do you think? What's your emotional rest story? Where is this hitting from for you? Amy@amywine.com. I also want you to start thriving in your life, your relationships, and your business in 10 areas of life. Go to amywine.com and take the Thrive Life Assessment. I'll meet you here again next week for rest type number 5, spiritual rest. Okay, that wraps up today's episode of Couch Time with Amy Wine. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you're interested in continuing conversations just like these, visit my website at amywine.com. There you will find additional resources for high-achieving, Jesus-loving, married moms just like you, and the different ways that we can work together. Thanks for tuning in. See you here next week. Are you feeling like your marriage is more about going through the routine than the romance? Just the day-to-day drudgery of all the things and the chaos that surround you that you have to do? You're not alone. Hi, I'm Amy Wine, your marriage and family therapist and founder of Thrive Life TV, and we get it. Impact-driven achievers like you deserve a marriage that is just as successful as your business. And your career. Your marriage is about more than just staying together. It's about growing together, laughing together, and reigniting the spark that makes you partners in every sense of the word. That is where Thrive Life TV steps in. Join me for exclusive sessions. We're gonna tackle real life marriage challenges. From reigniting passion to deepening your emotional connection. We're talking real change, real results. It is time to transform your marriage into a thriving partnership that you both deserve. On Thrive Life TV, you're gonna find practical strategies, shared experiences, and that extra push you need. Are you ready to uplevel your marriage? Visit thrivelifetv.com. And let's bring the joy and love and yes, the fun back in your marriage. I'll see you inside.